You live in the Puget Sound area, you deal with water. From up above, from down below, what does water mean to you? That's a question Seattle residents are exploring through the city's Poetry on Buses program. Seattle poet Jordan Keith is leading workshops around the city, asking what it means to be connected to water and connected to each other. And the poetry coming out of these workshops is written in Spanish, Punjabi, Mandarin, and other languages. Jordan Keith told KUOW's Elizabeth Austin why holding the workshops in different languages is important.
So many people are moving from around the world, around the country, to this region, and recognizing that, for me, recognizing that people's stories are grounded in their ancestral homes and their current homes, and the themes of water connect people. So having it in people's different languages allows them to express from their true self, their heart, what they feel, without having to, as one of my friends says, live in translation.
So am I understanding that it's about creating a particularly safe space to explore the issues particular to that community around water?
That's true of all of them. That's true of every single workshop, a particularly safe space where, for example, some people's relationship to water is, you know, thinking of how beautiful it is. I love hearing the stories of what it means in Amharic, that you compare someone who's beautiful, if you want to tell them that you love them, their beauty to water, because water is so precious. Or that in the Chinese community, in the language, that the meaning of water has changed, and that the meaning can mean, do you have prosperity? When I say, do you have water? Do you have prosperity? So being able to speak in English doesn't mean that your culture is translated into English.
Jordan, is there something about poetry that lends itself in particular to dealing with social issues? We've been talking about the relationship to water, the way water connects us. But is there something about poetry for you that allows a conversation about social issues in ways that other forms of writing don't?
Well, I feel that poetry allows us to have conversations about social issues, because when you have that moment in a poem where you're speaking of the universal, there is a little moment where, no matter what your cultural background is, you have that aha. You've lost something. You've found something. You've longed for something. And then in the social context, sometimes it means accepting that what you hear someone else saying that they've lost or wish they had is something that you don't understand, and it helps you understand.
I know that you have a poem that relates to ancestral memory of water, one of your own. Would you read it for us?
I'd be glad to. Thank you. The poem is called Diaspora Waters, and it's a renga. And a renga actually is a Japanese form that is traditionally written by multiple poets all responding to the verse that's been before. And I'm writing it as one author, but responding to the voices of my ancestors and current folk. And diaspora is, of course, how we are all dispersed. The Atlantic within us, the Africa us, carries currents from the west side of the largest continent. Its forehead protrudes into the waters. The mind of Africa erodes, leaves bits of land, granular flesh carrying the shores of Ghana to the casino-lined shores of New Jersey. Frowns arriving in waves leave furrows in the sand. 77% water at birth. We have so little solid ground and flesh to stand on. The continent to continent wind walks on water, looking for her children. Sometimes our memory twirls, winds itself up in despair like a top, like the lady on Market Street wandering in circles because she has lost something. Her feet more concentric with each turn, until like a clock, She raises her hands above her head and starts to scream. Nothing you can do with a restless soul.
That's Jordan Imani Keith reading her poem, Diaspora Waters, Arenga for Africa. So you've offered a number of these workshops now. Is there something you've learned yourself as you teach these?
I have learned that poetry brings adults and children an incredible amount of joy, that people, once they feel like they have permission to write a poem, they are so excited to share the poem right then in that moment and to hold that moment and encourage people that poetry is something that all of us carry within us and we can access. And so I've learned it watching adults because I've become accustomed to adults being afraid to write poetry and having so many people who've never written a poem and certainly not across languages show up and smile and sing their words, if you will, in languages that I don't understand but can recognize the rhythm or the repetition. That's a beautiful thing.
As you've been teaching these workshops in all these different languages, is there something that has come up that has really surprised you in one workshop or another?
I think what surprised me the most was in the Tlingit workshop. A poem that came out of this older woman about red, white, and blue being tattooed in us. In a moment, captured that red, white, and blue is who all of us are physically, you know, red corpuscles and blue and white cells. I mean, and that tension between being an indigenous person and having the land taken from you and still it's where you are. So red, white, and blue is in you and around you. It was incredible.
So she summed up this whole dilemma in this one image.
In this one image and in about five lines. It was amazing. And it was her first poem.
And that's the kind of thing that a poem can do that no other form of writing does.
It is the kind of thing because it's allowed to not have the lead-up story set, you know, just cut to that particular moment of tension and transformation.
Jordan Keith has been leading the city's Poetry on Buses workshop. She's the founder and director of the Urban Wilderness Project, and she spoke with KUOW's Elizabeth Austin. You can find out more about the workshops by checking out our Twitter feed. We're tweeting out a link right now, at KUOW.